Okay, guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Boy, Christmas is really closing in fast. Unbelievable. Guys, now that we're talking about that, if you're wanting to do some last-minute Christmas shopping, I'm sure if you pay for some rush delivery, you can still get your gifts on time instead of going to the stores and having to deal with the hustle and bustle in the malls. You can go to PowerMallGlobal.com. Excellent way to do your Christmas shopping. Not only avoid all the hassles, but you don't have to leave your home. They literally have thousands of stores, millions of products that you can choose from. PowerMallGlobal is the place to go. So again, if you want to get in on this, go to PowerMallGlobal.com. And start checking it out. You know, you can save a good deal of money. You can actually get a percentage back in cash. They'll send you a check for a certain percentage of your purchases. So it's a great deal. Once again, www.powermallglobal.com. And, of course, it's a great place to shop any other time of year, too, not just Christmas time. But anyway, today I'm going to pick up where I had left off on, when was that? Monday? Tuesday? Whatever. I guess Monday, yeah. Second half of the show on Monday, I started this rant on Freemasonry, particularly on their symbolism and, you know, numerology and how it pops up all over the place. You got their symbols and, you know, corporate logos all over government buildings. Their numerology pops up all over the place with key events that have happened in our history, and I'm going to be talking a lot about that today. It pops up on the dollar bill literally everywhere. So, you know, becoming aware of this is important because it, you know, it shows us just how permeated everything is with this satanic symbology. And, you know, it'll help us to see that, yeah, we are dealing here with a conspiracy, guys. They've hijacked everything. There isn't any avenue of society that they haven't taken over. So we'll be picking that up after the break. Just a reminder, once again, I have my new book on Lulu. It's called An Alternative View of the Distant Past. And next week, I guess, I'm going to do a one or two rants based on that book, some of the material from that book. Be talking about catastrophism, how the Earth in the distant past suffered a major catastrophe known to many as the Great Flood. But it's not just in the Bible, you know, the flood of Noah that we find out about this. All ancient legends from around the world talked about a massive flood that inundated the entire planet, nearly wiping out all of life in the process. We find that the planet Mars had suffered a catastrophic flood in its distant past. And I argue in this book that the two events were synonymous, or simultaneous, I should say. That what caused the flood here on Earth at the same time caused a flood on Mars and a whole lot of other disruption throughout the solar system. All the cratering we see throughout the solar system, known to scientists as the Great Bombardment Period, was contemporaneous with this same disaster. You had a bunch of debris flying all over the place throughout the solar system, whacking into things as it went along and knocking planets and moons off their axes and creating huge rifts and craters and just catastrophes across the board. So, yeah, I'll be talking about that next week. But, you know, all the documentation of this and a whole lot more. I talk about advanced technology in the distant past. Fascinating stuff. In fact, that's probably the first subject I'm going to be talking about next week based around this book, Advanced Technology in the Distant Past. Anyway, go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, type in my name, Charles Giuliani. Yeah, it's spelled like Rudy's last name. No relation, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And you'll see that in along the other books I got available. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back talking about Freemasonry, their symbology, and the numerology.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Before I launch into today's discussion, picking up from Monday, I had to mention this. This is really getting just absolutely comical. Did you guys catch yesterday the lighting on fire there of the, well, not the White House, but Cheney's office, a building adjacent to the White House? Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. This is so predictable. These monkeys are unbelievable. Oh, nothing suspicious there. No, I mean, it's not like he was wanting to burn the place down to destroy records, you know, of the CIA torture tapes and records of them. No. No, that had nothing to do with it whatsoever. I'm sure he was just hunting. That's all. He left a window open, a bird flew in, and he was just hunting, and, you know, he shot up the kitchen and set off a fire and... Well, you know, I guess that's a possibility. You never know with this guy, but conveniently, of course, I'm sure any records now that were in there are nice and conveniently burned up. You gotta be kidding me. It just happened to be right where Cheney's offices are. Shh, whatever. Man, these guys are so predictable. Anyway, you know, nothing surprises me anymore, really. Nothing at all. These guys are just capable of the most sleaziest of sleaze tactics. Already have committed the sleaziest of sleaze, so, you know, anything's possible. Anyway, I left off on Monday talking about, I quoted from the Texas Grand Lodge of Freemasonry, where they admit that their symbolism is all over the back of our $1 bill. It's all over the front of it, too, for that matter. But so let me pick up now from there. I'm going to quote again from that same lodge brochure, where it points out that the total number of feathers on the eagle, on the great seal, again, on the backside of the $1 bill, the total number is 65, which, as they claim, quote, by gematria, or sacred geometry, is the value of the Hebrew phrase, or it's gematria is actually the art of, you know, using letters for numbers or numbers for letters. You know, number each letter has a mathematical significance to it. Anyways, the document, the brochure goes on to say, according to the Hebrew phrase, yam yachad or yachad, together in unity is the meaning. This is a phrase used in the first degree ritual, by the way, of Freemasonry. So here they are admitting the significance of the number 65. You count the feathers, you'll get 65, and that's the geometrical equivalent to Yam Yachad, together in unity. And of course, they're so favorative of the Hebrew because of their affinity with the Kabbalah, which they acknowledge is the embodiment of Masonic teaching. You know, that's what Albert Pike had stated. And of course, I need to point out the Great Seal guys did not appear on the $1 bill until 1935. And it was recommended for inclusion by FDR, a 33rd, or actually it was 32nd degree Mason. 32nd degree Mason. You know, our guest yesterday, the werewolf guy. yeah, anyway, you know, he pointed out that we only had, what, 17 presidents that were Masons. But what he failed to mention is that these Masons were very high-ranking Masons. They weren't your run-of-the-mill average, you know, first, second, third degree guys. They were 33rd degree Masons. You know, we had, of course, FDR. We had, or the 32nd or 33. I mean, these were very high ranking. We had Truman, 33rd degree Mason. We had LBJ, 33rd degree Mason. Eisenhower. We had Nixon. Ford. Reagan was given an honorary 33rd degree title. And, of course, he was a regular attender at the attendee at the Bohemian Grove sessions. Many pictures of him seated there. And, of course, Daddy Bush, 33rd degree. Mr.
Thousand Points of Light, Thousand Points of Light.
And, you know, then Junior, of course, is not a Mason, but I guess he was too dumb so they wouldn't admit him. But he, of course, made it into Skull and Bones, which is a branch of Freemasonry, so what's the difference? But, you know, you start seeing the connections here between high-ranking Freemasons and those who hold high positions, not only in government, but in big business, in the entertainment industry, in the media, in education. It just goes on and on. But let me come back now to the dollar bill. There's a lot more to point out here. There's some fascinating stuff. The number 13, guys, is featured numerous times on the back of the $1 bill. In fact, if you have one, pull it out. You probably don't anymore because, you know, we're paying, what is it, $33,000 a gallon of gas and, oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's next week's prices. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, $800 for an ounce of gold. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This economy is going right down the toilet. And, of course, this is all by design. Anyway, but 13 pops up all over the Great Seal, on the front and back sides of the seal. And, of course, the number 13 is a powerful number in the occult world and in Freemasonry. Freemasonry is the occult, in case you haven't gotten that yet. And believe me, it has nothing to do with the original 13 colonies. That's what the apologists would have you believe. But as you just saw, I read from the Texas Grand Lodge brochure, for example, where they wholeheartedly admit and boast that the numbers and the symbols come from Freemasonry. So 1776 on the Great Seal has nothing to do with the birth of the United States. It has to do with the wedding date, you know, between the Illuminati and Weishaupt's Illuminati and the Freemasons. Anyway, so same with the number 13. Nothing to do with 13 colonies. It has everything to do with occultism and Freemasonry. Okay. But, you know, now that we're on that subject, the 13 colonies, maybe we should start asking, why were there 13 original colonies? Why did they divide up the original country into 13 colonies? Think about it. Freemasons were running the show back then, guys. 13, their little magic number. But in any case, let's look at the dollar bill. Look at the pyramid. Count the levels in the pyramid. There are 13. Anuit Coeptis, which you'll see above the pyramid, you know, above the pyramid on the seal there, 13 letters. The eagle has 13 arrows in its left talon. Above the eagle are 13 stars, which form the shape of the, quote, Star of David, which, of course, is another occultic symbol that is very big in Freemasonry, very big in Satanism, very big in the occult. They're all the same. Then go on to the right talon of the eagle. You'll see a twig that has, guess how many leaves on it, and guess how many berries. 13 leaves, 13 berries. They like that number 13. There are also 13 stripes on the shield in front of the eagle. Then you have E Pluribus Unum. Very interesting term, by the way. I'll go into that a little bit here. But above the eagle's wings, this also has, of course, 13 letters, E Pluribus Unum. They choose this stuff on purpose, guys. But there's very important significance to these words as well. This saying, E Pluribus Unum, is very interesting. It literally means out of many, one. This is what the New World Order is all about, by the way. And, of course, we have that on the Great Seal as well, don't we? Novus Ordo Seclorum. Anuit Coeptis, meaning announcing the birth of the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. And then, of course, you see on the other side of the coin, or the other side of the seal, what translated means out of many one, E Pluribus Unum. I simply must point out a most fascinating biblical parallel here. In fact, it's a prophecy about the New World Order. I'm not going to go on a sermon rant here, but check this out. It's very interesting. Revelation 17:13. Speaking of the New World Order, it's a prophetic forecast of what was to come. Listen to what it says. These, meaning the nations of the world, these have one mind and shall give their power and authority and strength over to the beast, or the New World Order system. But please notice it says the nations are going to have one mind, many nations, but one mind. And here you have on the back of the dollar bill, using the Latin 13 letters to express this, translated it means out of many, one. Out of many nations are going to come one mind, one authority, one global system. And this is exactly what the Bible portrays here in the book of Revelation, or what some call the apocalypse. Out of many, one, and here we see these nations, these many nations, shall be of one mind. I had to point that out. Guys, this is exactly what this means. They're going out of their way to fulfill this prophecy. They want to fulfill it. They want to be the very satanic system that the Bible foretold. They're proud of it. They're serving their master well, and they're doing everything in defiance of all that is good and decent. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, guys. Back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, continuing our discussion here on Masonic symbolism, numerology. You know, if you've got a magnifying glass handy, and if you have that dollar bill, you might want to pull it out, because some of the things I'm pointing out here, you actually need a magnifying glass to see, especially something I'm going to be talking about in a minute, which is really tiny, but it is there. It gets weirder and weirder the more you look at the $1 bill. You know, you look carefully at some of the fine designs on there. You know, I was messing around one day looking very carefully, and you know how on the probably the front too, but on the back I was looking at, there's fine little lines, little designs. And if you look carefully, you start turning it this way and that, you'll see multiple 666s on there. I'm not kidding. I don't think that's an accident. I mean, it looks like it's part of the design. It's very subtle. But you'll see there's several of them on there. I don't think that's an accident. But anyway, that's another story. But let's deal with the stuff that we definitely know was put there deliberately because it's been admitted. You can look at Masonic, you know, handbooks, and it talks about this. Some of them actually break it down for you and tell you this, you know, the symbols that are on there, and they boast about it. They're proud of this. They leave their fingerprints all over the place. Like a dog lifts his leg, you know, and marks his turf. That's what Masonry has done with our dollar bill and a whole lot of other things. Anyway, prominent Masons, guys, as I stated, have actually admitted that the symbolism on the Great Seal is occultic and Masonic in origin. We just read an example from the Texas Grand Lodge brochure But here's another one. In his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, 33rd Degree Mason Manly P. Hall made a similar statement. Let me see here. Just going through my notes. Okay. Yeah, here it is. Here's what he wrote. European mysticism, or Illuminati teaching, was not dead at the time of the United States, that the United States of America was founded. The hand of the mysteries controlled the establishment of the new government, for the signature of the system may still be seen on the Great Seal of the United States of America. So he's boasting. Their signature, they left their signature, their mark, you know, right on our bill. And of course, when you understand the central banking system and how it works, it's very obvious, you know, they have set this whole thing up and they're profiting by it. Every time our dollar sinks, they make a killing. And look what's going on right now. All the while, our dollar is at a low, and it was reported yesterday that one in five American families right now is having to borrow money to heat their homes, to pay for oil, okay? So, I mean, the country as a whole is hurting big time right now because of these high oil prices, but they're laughing all the way to the bank. ExxonMobil, for example, owned by the Rockefeller family, and all the Rockefellers have been Mason's guys from day one. You know, they're laughing all the way to the bank because as the company, as the country is getting crippled financially, they're, you know, dancing on the economic grave, if you will, of this nation. Every time we lose, they gain. You know, the 1929 stock market crash. Everybody else lost. You had some millionaires who weren't part of their inside buddies club there, leaping out of high-rise windows, but yet they were raking in all the dough. All the money that everybody else lost wound up in their hands. Anyway, let me continue with this quote here from Manly P. Hall. He goes on to say, careful analysis of the seal discloses a mass of occultic and Masonic symbols, chief among them the so-called American Eagle. Notice he said so-called American Eagle. That symbol for the United States was chosen by Freemasonry because of its occultic meanings. He goes on to say, the American Eagle upon the Great Seal is but a conventionalized phoenix, going back to the ancient occultic world, guys. They're just using, as he admits here, they're using the eagle as a stylized or conventionalized version of the old phoenix. You know, the old phoenix is rising. Understand, Manly P. Hall just died back in 1990, was a high-ranking, well-respected, and still is to this day, 33rd degree Mason. He goes on to say, not only were many of the founders of the United States government Masons, but they received aid from a secret and august body existing in Europe, which helped them to establish this country for a peculiar and particular purpose known only to the initiated few. So I wholeheartedly laugh at those who say, oh, you're so paranoid, there's no conspiracy. I laugh at how incredibly gullible such people are. Obviously haven't done their homework, because when you read the writings of high-ranking Freemasons themselves, they don't hide this. You can confirm this historically, too. You don't need to rely on them. But this is the whole point. They admit that there is a conspiracy, that they did, in fact, help to create the United States government because they intended from the very beginning to utilize it to advance their tyrannical system of global control. Again, I just quoted to you from one of their top, most respected all-time members who readily boasts about this. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio here. Let me pick up where I left off after the break. Once again, let me repeat, Manly P. Hall said that the United States was created by Freemasons for a peculiar and particular purpose. And, of course, he boasts that all these symbols on the dollar bill are Freemasonic in origin. So, once again, they're putting their mark. Everything, guys, everything they leave their mark on. They're telling you something. They're telling you that they're in control. They're manipulating everything behind the scenes. You know, look into the history of this thing. Go back to the 1820s, 30s, 40s. You'll see that they had organized an anti-Mason party. People had woken up to what was going on. They realized that the Masons were controlling everything, and they organized this party to boycott Masons from entering into politics. They said they have no, you know, business being involved in public service because they're not serving the public, they're serving their own interests. And they were right. So because of that, Freemasonry had to, you know, dig themselves in, go underground, and they had to launch a major propaganda campaign to try to regain their respect in the public mind. Unfortunately, it worked. The anti-Freemason party had died out, and here we are now, 150 years or so later, and suspicion of Freemasonry is, well, I guess it is, you know, according to yesterday's guest, it's revived somewhat. they've lost quite a few members, you know, about a million members, actually, he said, over the past, decade or two. But nevertheless, there's still a lot of people in ignorance about what's going on, about the amount of control that they actually do wield in politics. And because of that, their plan is marching forward. I mean, look at this administration. Good heavens. Anyway, on the front of the dollar, let's flip over to the other side. On there, we can see the insignia of the Department of the Treasury, which consists of a key, a square, the scales of justice, a compass, all of which, of course, are once again major Masonic symbols. So our treasury, the whole, you know, crest or whatever you want to call it, the whole symbology that's used for the crest of the treasury is all Freemasonic in origin. Once again, they're telling you, we control this too. Guys, there's nothing left out. They literally have their fingerprints all over everything. And they put it right there so they can snicker and laugh and boast that, yeah, we're running the whole show. You can think you have a democracy or whatever you want to call it. You can think that you have a say in government, but you don't. We run it all. We pick your pockets. We take your tax dollars and we spend them the way we see fit to advance our interests, regardless the consequences to your interests. So let me go on here. Notice there are 30, again, you need a magnifying glass for this, but there are 30 dots surrounding the square, key, and scale, which equal out to, there's 33 dots. Sorry about that. I got this mistyped in here. 33 dots. Wait a second. Hmm. 39 dots. All right, now I'm with it. I really got this thing messed up. I typed this in wrong. There's 39 dots, which equal out to, of course, 13 times 3. Now, I don't want you to, you know, burst a blood vessel there, but, you know, if you can get a decent magnifying glass later, check it out. 39. 39, which, again, is 13 times 3. 3 is very significant, just like the number 33. You know, 33 degrees is 11 times 3. 11 is a sacred number in numerology. Of course, we have 9-11. 9 is also a sacred number. But 39 signifies that, you know, 3 is like completeness or perfection. So if you've got 3 elevens, which is a sacred number, then you have 33. If you have 3 thirteens, you got 39. So these numbers pop up over and over again for, you know, good reason. It all has meaning. Nothing is random here. They don't just select this stuff haphazardly. This is all done with great care. It has great significance and tremendous occultic meaning to them. The number one, guys, and this is where you're really going to need your magnifier. And as a matter of fact, you not only need a magnifier for this, but you need a high-quality, fresh dollar bill to really see this. If you have an old, scraggly bill, forget it. Don't even bother. You're not going to see it. You'll only be able to detect this on a bill that has no wear. It has to be fresh and, you know, freshly printed. But if you have such a bill, look at the number one in the upper right-hand corner of the front side of the $1 bill. All right, you with me? And around that number one, you'll see that there's a little frame. And in the upper left-hand side of the number one, you'll see that little indent there, right, where the frame is in the upper left-hand corner. It kind of indents like a half or quarter circle or whatever it is. Nestled right there inside of that little half circle, you'll see a little white dot. That's not a white dot. Notice it doesn't exist in the other number ones. It's only in that number one. It's an owl, guys. That is your Bohemian Grove owl. If you've ever seen pictures of the logo that is used by the Bohemian Grove in their literature, on the shuttle bus that picks up members that, you know, from the parking lot and takes them deep into the campground, you'll see that exact same owl. It's exactly the same. This is their god Moloch that they sacrifice to. The god Moloch that is pictured, that is carved out of stone in that giant 40-foot idol at the Bohemian Grove, right at on the shore of the lake there where they have their little ceremonies every year. That's him. That's Moloch right there. That's not by accident, folks. That's put there for a reason. That's their little god watching over their economy for them that they have rigged to ensure that they can steal their way to the top, set up their Novus Ordo Seclorum, their New World Order, so that they can bring all the nations together as one, e pluribus unum, out of many, one, just like the Book of Revelation states. These nations shall be of one mind and shall give their power over to the beast or to this worldly system. Guys, it's right there in your face. They're not hiding it. It's been there all along. You've handled thousands of these bills over the years, and probably never, certainly most Americans anyway, have never stopped to notice what really is going on here. They hide this stuff right out in plain sight. Just like I mentioned, the giant owl symbol is right there, right around the nation's capital. The nation's capital sits right in the center of a giant owl drawing made up of the pathways, the walkways around the Capitol building. And you'll never see this if you just visit there at ground level and walk around the grounds. You'll never know. You have to get in a helicopter or whatever, get an aerial perspective, or go on Google Earth. You have to get an aerial perspective, and then you see it. It's right there. It's like, son of a gun, look at that. They love that they can do this, hide it right there, right out in the open, and yet virtually nobody ever sees it. But there it is, guys. You can't deny it now that you've seen it. They do this on purpose. They're boasting to you that they're running the show and that their God is controlling everything and that they're setting this new world order up on behalf of their God. And again, it doesn't matter. You can be an atheist. It doesn't matter. Even if you're an atheist, you know that there are people who believe in the devil and believe in God. And the ones who believe in God hopefully conduct themselves accordingly. And the ones who believe in the devil conduct themselves accordingly. If you believe in God, hopefully, you're living your life in a way that's going to be honorable and decent and respectful to others. But if you're following the devil, obviously your life is going to reflect that of a crook, a liar, and a thief, just like what we got in Washington today, a little Freemason cabal running the show. And, this is what they're doing, guys. They're, according to their satanic religion, they're running this country as thieves, murderers, as liars. And this is what drives the whole thing. And again, you don't have to believe in the devil, but they do, and they are trying to take over the world on his behalf. If you read the Bible, you'll understand that that's been Satan's goal from the beginning, to rule the world. He wants to take over control of this world away from God. So they want to help him to do that. And so they read passages like the one I just read from Revelation, all the nations shall give their power over to the beast. They're going out of their way to fulfill it. They want to do that. To them, this is the way to beat the enemy of their God, which is God himself. The enemy of their God is God. Of course, their God is the devil. So they're doing this on behalf of the devil, and they're putting his little insignia there, the little owl, Moloch, representing, of course, the devil himself. I mean, it sounds crazy until you familiarize yourself with the occult world and what they themselves say about it. Let me direct your attention again to the writings of Manly P. Hall, too, but also, more specifically, there goes that wretched dog again. Anybody wants that dog, just email me and I'll tell you how you can get him. I'll send him first class overnight delivery. What's his name? Pike, Albert Pike. He stated emphatically that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer. Don't doubt it, he said. So there you have it. One of the most, in fact, probably the most respected and most renowned Freemasons of all time. By the way, did you know he founded the Ku Klux Klan? Did you know that he was an avid, admitted Satanist? He not only acknowledged Lucifer as God, but he came out and said that Satan is God as well. Of course, that's the same thing, but some occultists will try to tell you otherwise. Oh, no, Lucifer is another deity. It's not Satan. Oh, give me a break. That's like saying, I'm not Charlie, I'm Chuck. I mean, come on, knock it off. Anyway, but you know, he admits, and other Masons have admitted, that the god of Freemasonry is the devil. So this is what they're doing, folks. With their satanic religion, they are setting up a new world order on behalf of their god, the devil, overthrowing God's government and setting up the devils in his place. And I mean, just look at the system we have. Look at the hell that they've created on this planet. Look at the economy going right down the toilet. Look at our moral standards depleting. Look at the garbage they're showing in kids' shows, never mind adult shows anymore. Do you think this is all by accident? They are deliberately unleashing evil. Slowly, gradually, insidiously, they are creating a despotic, tyrannical system of total control, monitoring everything you do, taking total control of your life, taking all your rights away, destroying your livelihood, sending your high-paying jobs overseas, driving down our wages, devaluating the dollar. This is all absolutely satanic, perfectly in line with their beloved religion. Look at the symbolism on your dollar bill and wake up to what's really happening here. And anyway, let me continue on. A lot more to point out with symbolism and numerology. Once again, guys, of every nature, our dollar, indeed our whole monetary system, is itself a cultic witchcraft. It has no value, it's illegal, and it is used as a powerful tool to enslave and impoverish the masses. They consider this witchcraft. This is their magic, that they're taking over your life, they're destroying your livelihood, ruining your ability to provide for you and your family, driving you into desperate poverty and starvation. They get off on this. They love it because they know their master loves it, and they want to make their master happy. Little do these fools know, of course, that their master has no more interest in them than in people who reject him and follow God. He wants everybody destroyed. That's the bottom line. And he laughs at how foolish they are, these suckers that serve him and think they're going to get something in return. Oh, he gives them something temporarily. You know, the phony money system enables them to amass all kinds of goods and riches. But as, you know, as the Bible says, they're all moth-eaten. One day they're going to perish, and so are those who cherish them above everything else. They're going to perish along with their riches. How long do they think they're going to enjoy these riches? He's fooled them. Again, not to get preachy here, but, you know, Christ did say, beware of the deceitfulness of riches. Very good advice. That's timely and needs to be taken to heart by anybody, regardless if you're a Christian or not. That's sound and solid advice. Riches are deceitful. If you build your whole life around it and think that's all there is that matters in life, you're going to be one miserable scoundrel one day on your deathbed looking back. You might have enjoyed it. Oh, wow, look, I got this, that, and this. Oh, I can show off my new yacht and my nice big fat diamond ring big enough to choke a horse with. What's it going to do for you in your deathbed? Now you've got a life of what seemed to be glorious happiness behind you, but what do you got ahead of you? You've wrecked the lives of thousands, perhaps millions of people to amass all that wealth. You've stolen from them. You've exploited them. And now all you got to show for it is all this amassed wealth that is not going to do you any good because you're leaving this world. It might benefit your kids, but one day they're going to be on their deathbed too. What is it going to do for them then? You see, they've fallen for the deceitfulness of riches. It doesn't bring you happiness. Now I'm getting philosophical here, but it's true. It doesn't. Why do you think they're so miserable? Why do you think they're always going to get more, more, more? They can never satisfy that lust for wealth. They always got to have more. And once they get that more, the next thing is to want more after that. That's why they're not happy that they've been exploiting us for decades through this fraudulent income tax system and this fraudulent monetary system. It's not enough. In fact, the fact that they know you still have more left in your pockets after they're done picking them, you know, that bothers them. They want to have that too. But even after they get that, it still isn't enough. Do you understand the nature of once you give yourself over to this, it's like the gambler, you know. He'll mortgage the house. He'll sell the car. He'll break into the kids' college fund if they even have one anymore. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is sacred anymore. You lose your mind. And that's what these people are, folks. They've lost their mind. They're psychos. They're crazy. They're drunk with the lust of wealth and power. They can't get enough, and they don't care what it costs. They don't care how many people's lives they ruin. In fact, in their estimation, the more people's lives they ruin, the better. This is what drives them. They have lost all semblance of humanity, and they are absolutely satanically possessed, literally. I mean, just like the guest said yesterday, that's one thing I agree with him on, no question about it. Masonry and, you know, Mormonism, all of these false satanic cult religious systems are based on this. You know, satisfying what you want. Grab it while you can. That was Eitan LaVey's philosophy. It's all over his Satanic Bible. That was Aleister Crowley's philosophy. In fact, he summed it up in this way. Do what thou wilt. If it feels good, do it. Doesn't matter what the cost is to anyone else. Steal from them. Kill them if you have to. Just grab what you want. Have a good time. Oh, it sounds so inviting, doesn't it? To most people, anyway. It does. Oh, yeah. Let's grab what I can now. And the world looks up to you and they'll praise you. Oh, look what the Joneses have. Wow, I hope I can get that someday. Look at that. Look at all the nice yacht they have, the nice home. But what do they have to do to get it? And what's it going to do for them on their deathbed? It's disgusting. It's pretty pathetic, if you ask me. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Picking up with our discussion here. I need to get off of the philosophical rant and get back to business here. But, you know, but it's true. I mean, it's so sickening to think that, you know, these guys think that they're so special because they have so much wealth, which, of course, they got because they stole it from others. It's just so sickening. But, you know, you see this on every level, not just with the elites, even in your own neighborhood, in your own family. People have been programmed to think that that's what makes you amount to something, you know, that if you're not making a whole lot of money, then it's not worth the time. And You're not a respectable person unless you're making big fat wads of cash. I mean, that's all that means anything to people anymore. It's really pathetic. Anyway, by the way, I need to point this out. At the top of the Washington Monument lies an uncapped pyramid with 13 levels, just like on the back of the $1 bill. So, if you want to call that a coincidence, you go right ahead. But it's nothing of the sort. Let's move on to the Masonic Triangle, guys. The Masonic Triangle is employed as a logo by many corporations and various organizations of many kinds around the country, around the world, in fact. Close inspection reveals that these entities are run by Masons, of course. Let's look at a few prominent examples. The American Bar Association, whose ABA acronym are arranged to look like, you guessed it, a capless pyramid. Google it. Google the American Bar Association. You'll see the two A's are both leaning in toward each other on either side, and then the B in the middle creates the flat top of the pyramid. This is not accidental, kids. Alcoholics Anonymous, showing a triangle within a circle. How about Bankers Trust Company? How about Adidas? Sky Ranger, National Satellite Paging. Citgo, Nabisco, Leading Edge Software Products. FEMA has a triangle in a circle above an eagle. The same eagle, by the way, on the Great Seal, which Manly P. Hall says is just a stylized phoenix. That's all that is. America Online, interestingly, there is a circular design in the center which looks like an all-seeing eye. Take close note of the symbol or the insignia used for America Online, folks. About Ameritrade. I mean, it just goes on and on. Speaking of the all-seeing eye, it can also be seen in the insignia of CBS and Time Warner. The logo for the Associated Contractors of America has a huge capital letter A, which is stylized to look like the Masonic compass and square. Over and over and over and over. You know, these are just some examples. I'm sure you'll find many yourself once you're attuned to this. Start looking for them. You'll see them everywhere, guys. In fact, if you find any that I haven't mentioned or you think might be new that, you know, I might not be aware of, email them to me. I'd like to know about it. All right, guys, we're going to another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet